Live from the No Panic Zone, I am America's Voice. I'm Steve Gerber. This is the Steve Gerber Show. So good to have you here. Number three, the long, cool May continues. Two more frost warnings came across my phone. Couldn't believe it, but there it is. We'll see what happens. But you could still win a Grill Silverback. Number two, Michigan has now reached 55%, at least partially vaccinated. At least that's the story. And when you start counting people living out of state, well, it helps the numbers. And number one, Detroit Police Chief James Craig will be leaving his job at the end of May, but it may not be the end of the line for the man who has led the department for the past 8 years, been in law enforcement for 44 years in all. Craig caught plenty of attention when rumors began to fly over the past few days that he was planning to run for governor. And the bigger shock, he's a Republican. Yeah, he is a Republican, which surprised a lot of folks, right? So James Craig, who I believe is the best, I think he's the best police chief in America. The best police chief in America, no question. And he stepped to the microphone yesterday and says, well, I'm wrapping it up. I'm done here. Here's part of what he had to say. It's bite number two.
Today I announced that I'll be retiring on June 1st. And I got to make this point because I've heard a lot over the last 72 hours. I am voluntarily leaving. I'll say it again. I am voluntarily leaving. We saw what happened to many chiefs across this country. You know, some were forced out. Some retired because they didn't feel supported. And some were fired. So I'm leaving in a good place. I love this city and I love this state.
And there was the pronouncement. It was not unexpected. And, you know, so then you move on to what has he been through? Well, you know, James Craig had COVID, got through COVID. And a lot. And looking back at last year at other cities around the country, he says, wait a second. You ought to just give us a lot of credit here in Michigan. Bite three, go.
I've witnessed this city experience a historic turnaround, face new and unprecedented challenges. Working together, we have continued to succeed during these difficult times. We all know what last year was like. We went through COVID, still going through COVID. At one point, we had 650 officers quarantined. And so we had to make some very quick adjustments. Certainly, I'm a COVID survivor, but we prevailed. And then the weeks, the many days, in excess of 100 days of protests. And yet we had some instances where there was violence directed to our police officers, but once again, we prevailed. But most importantly, we didn't retreat, the city did not burn, and we're a model for the country.
We are a model for the country, says James Craig. When it comes to law enforcement, I believe that is spot on. But he's a political unknown in many ways. Yes, we know that he supports law and order. Yes, we know that he kept Detroit safe while other cities were destroyed by rioters and looters. Mike Duggan and Chief Craig kept Detroit out of those headlines. So he made it clear from the beginning, he's not sure yet what he's going to do, but he's definitely going to jump in the race. I mean, you listen to what he says. He's in this race. He's just not doing it quite yet. The speculation gets a lot of people, you know, juiced up and ready to go. Here he is declaring his political party and his political allegiance. Listen.
Well, let me just say this. Yes, I am a Republican. I've been a Republican, I think, as I was transitioning from Los Angeles, and there's a story behind that, then into Maine. And there's certainly a story behind that. So it's been well over, conservatively, 10, 11 years. I'm a conservative. And many of you knew that. Many of you already knew it. And some of my team knew it. But as a police chief, I serve everyone. I've gotten countless calls, text messages, Facebook shots, emails from people across this great state, Democrats and Republicans, who said they want me to seek office. I have not made that decision. I'm not ruling it out. There's an appropriate time. I will get past this, and then I will come out with a decision. So I hope that answers. I know many of you have that question, so I am not ruling it out.
Not ruling it out, and that means he is in. We'll keep an eye on James Craig. Others are likely to get in the race. Tudor Dixon from West Michigan. We expect to hear something from that camp in the next few days. I know Tudor well, so you know, it's no secret that she's been exploring that possibility. You can find articles in Politico and elsewhere. Detroit News mentioning her by name, so don't be surprised there. Meanwhile, Michigan has reached its first vaccine milestone, we're told. In-person work can resume in 2 weeks. It miraculously jumped 4% in 3 days, from 51% to 55%. So it is. But this is what happens when you count out-of-state residents who still have Michigan addresses. Snowbirds counted in Florida. Once again, Florida helping out Michigan. But hey, if that means loosening restrictions, so it is. 55% of Michigan residents have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, says the state. And so that would mean the first of four thresholds has been met. So 4.45 million have received at least one shot. It will mean that 2 weeks from now, May 24th, you can return to in-person work. While people may get to return to their office in 2 weeks, it's not clear exactly what the state will mandate. It means mask wearing and social distancing. So you know what? If you're vaccinated, why would you do all that? Either it works or it doesn't. So tired of this. The next goal is 60% of Michigan residents. And is it just me? I think the term Michigander is stupid. I've said that before. I just hate it. Michiganian, Michigander. How about Michigan resident? Michigan citizen. And there's not a good Michigan, you know, Michigander. Okay. Anyhow, so 60% is next to have at least one shot. That would be 2 weeks after that, and 2 weeks after that, 2 weeks after that. We'll see. 70%, I believe. I just believe it's not very likely. In fact, we're concerned about the future milestones, especially 65 and 70% are just not achievable the way we see the vaccination rates have dropped. That, according to Brian Calley, says that of the Small Business Association of Michigan. I agree. Former Lieutenant Governor. How are you going to get there? I've said from day one of Vac to Normal, the dumbest possible name they could come up with. Since Vac to Normal, I said that's going to be almost impossible. Almost impossible. Brian Calley agrees. And so does the Small Business Association of Michigan, SBAM. We'll see. But I think it's unlikely. But here's how they're going to do it. They're now going to roll out the vaccine to 12 to 15-year-olds because originally it was 16 and older, had to be 70%. They'll change that. They'll modify it. We achieved our goal. No, you change the rules. Typical. 14 after, quick break, and then we come back. And then we come back with Hearst Singh from New Jersey. Don't go anywhere.
Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems, visit Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOATLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing?
It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
The MHSAA Network features several games every week on Comcast Channel 900 and on the MHSAA.tv website. Check out MHSAA Game Night every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Comcast. If you'd like to see MHSAA Network programming on your local cable system, visit the MHSAA website for more information. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.